Okay, so tell me about this Thor script.
Right, so it's called Ragnarok.
Bless you.
No, Ragnarok basically means the apocalypse on Asgard.
Oh. What's wrong?
It's just that it sounds pretty dark and we're looking for kind of a lighter tone here.
Oh no, this is a straight up comedy.
It is? Yeah, literally any moment that could potentially be a little dramatic is either turned into or followed by a joke. So you can't really take anything seriously at all.
Not really, no.
Perfect, because we have a comedy director we really want to work with on this.
Who's that?
Taika Waititi?
Bless you.
That's not... Never mind.
Oh.
So tell me about the new direction you're taking the Thor character in.
Right, so what I did was take Chris Hemsworth from Thor.
Okay.
Then I took Chris Hemsworth from Ghostbusters.
Right.
And I kind of just squished them into one character.
Amazing. So he's a lot dumber now.
Oh yeah, he's a lot dumber. Like, the movie starts with him talking to a skeleton.
Oh, like as a joke?
Kinda, but there's also nobody else around, so it's like, who's he doing this bit for?
So it just comes across as dumb.
Exactly, so it's like either Thor is very stupid, or it's a really lazy joke that doesn't actually make sense in the scene.
It's not the second one, is it?
So listen, before we get too deep into the story, we do have to address a big plot thread from the last Thor movie,
Loki.
Yeah, he's impersonating his father and ruling Asgard. I imagine it's gonna be pretty hard for Thor to deal with.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, what happens?
Well, Thor gets back to Asgard and he figures it out. That's like the first thing he does.
Taken care of, just like that.
So tell me about the story.
Right, so the main villain in the movie is called Hela, and she's the goddess of death.
Okay, now the main complaint about our movies is that the villains are kind of flat and one-dimensional, so what's Hela's deal?
Oh, you're gonna like this. Basically, Hela's deal is that she is evil.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's like super evil. Very, very evil.
Sounds like the perfect villain.
Yeah, and she wants to take over Asgard, so she does. She does that.
Very evil.
And she's really strong, so she does it pretty easily, too. Like, she kills Thor's best friends like it was nothing.
Oh, but Thor's gonna be devastated.
You'd think so, but we're never gonna see him react to it, or, like, even find out.
Because that would be dramatic.
Yeah, I really can't overstate how much potential drama we're gonna avoid here.
That's what we want.
Like, in the middle of a spaceship battle, they're gonna talk about orgies.
Great.
Thor's whole relationship with Jane is like a throwaway joke now.
Oh, she was important, too.
Yeah, super important.
Wow.
Also, Bruce Banner probably dies, but it's like really funny.
Wait, Bruce Banner is in this?
Oh yeah, I didn't tell you. The Hulk is like a big part of this movie.
Interesting.
Yeah, but instead of being a scary monster, now he's like a moody baby.
A moody baby. I love it.
Yeah, he talks like one and everything.
Hey, that's what the people ask for.
Is it?
I have no idea.
Maybe. Anyway, Thor ends up on a gladiator planet, and most of the movie is them trying to leave with Valkyrie.
Who's Valkyrie?
Oh, she's actually from Asgard, and she's fought Hela before.
And she's on the gladiator planet too?
Yeah, she's the one who picks Thor up when he lands there.
That sounds pretty convenient.
Oh, it's super convenient.
Hmm.
Yeah, so they go back to Asgard, then they get a demon thing to blow the whole place up, and that's it.
That's it?
Can I see that?
Sure.
Thank you.
Most of these pages are empty.
Yeah, well, when I was writing, they were playing a Whose Line Is It Anyway marathon on TV, so I got a little distracted.
Great show.
But it got me thinking, why don't we just let the actors come up with a lot of this stuff and just kinda end every scene with Thor getting zapped unconscious?
Oh, improv. I love it.
Yeah, and it should be fun too, because you know how most movies have like one character that's the comic relief to break the tension?
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be like every single character in this movie.
Everybody.
Yeah, like there's a character who's a pile of rocks. Funniest guy in the film.
Hey, there's a page here that just says Goldblum.
Oh, yeah, there's a character called Grandmaster that I didn't really know how to develop.
Oh, so you want me to get Jeff Goldblum to come be Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, I figured that would take care of that.
That's smart. I'll see what I can do.
Also, you'll see there's a page in there that just says the word cameo.
Yep.
I just thought it'd be really fun to have a super, super famous person show up for, like, no reason at all.
For no reason at all.
Exactly, so people in the audience will be like, hey, isn't that... Why is he in this?
I know just the guy to call.
Awesome. Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If you did, let me know what other movies I should tackle in this format. If you're watching this on the Screen Rant Facebook page, you can hit that link to jump over to YouTube and subscribe. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can hit that subscribe button for more videos. See you next time.